with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. What will Israel do next? That is the question following Saturday's Iranian drone and missile attacks.
The UN Security Council met in an emergency meeting following the attacks. Israel called for sanctions on Iran and reiterated its right to a response. Iran's ambassador to the UN told the meeting that its actions, which were in retaliation for a deadly airstrike on its consulate in Syria, were justified. Amid rising tensions, the attacks have received widespread international condemnation. Now, world leaders are pressing for de-escalation in a bid for calm in the region. All eyes are on Israel and how it responds.
The BBC's Barbara Plett Usher, Israeli leaders credit an international military coalition for helping to shoot down 99% of the hundreds of Iranian drones and missiles. The Biden administration says the U.S. would not take part in any Israeli strike on Iran should Israel decide to launch a counterattack. The package of military aid for Israel may advance this week in the House. Also at SRNNews.com, we lost two heroes tonight, the words of the Syracuse, New York police chief. A shooting last night left two officers, one a Syracuse officer, the other a sheriff's deputy, dead. The shootout with the suspect at a home in the Syracuse suburb of Liverpool. The suspect was also shot, died in the hospital. Jury selection begins today in former President Trump's New York criminal trial. At issue, alleged payments made by Mr. Trump's one-time attorney under a non-disclosure agreement during the 2016 campaign. The former president denies any wrongdoing, insisting that this is just another instance of election interference. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 80 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 92 points. This is SRN News. Family plays a big role in faith.
A new report from the Public Religion Research Institute indicates that 41% of Americans who have no religious faith at all say this is because their family was not religious growing up. That finding underlines the concerns of Christian leaders who say if parents fail to bring their children up in the faith, it's likely that those kids won't have any faith when they become adults. About 26% of Americans follow no religious belief system. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Portuguese Catholic Church says it will pay some form of compensation to victims of sex abuse by clergy. The country's bishops' conference announcing that the church will set up a fund with contributions from all dioceses to meet the eventual payments. 2023 report revealed that more than 4,800 people may have been victims of child sexual abuse in the Portuguese Catholic Church. More than 500 of those alleged victims have come forward with their stories. This is SRN News. An election this month in Pittsburgh is emerging as an early test of whether Israel's war with Hamas poses political threats to progressive Democrats in Congress who have criticized the conflict.
First-term Representative Summer Lee is facing a primary challenge from Bhavini Patel, a municipal councilwoman. Lee has accused Israel of committing war crimes, called for a ceasefire, and demanded an end to U.S. military aid to Israel. That's veered from the stand taken by President Biden and most Democrats when it comes to the war. If Lee is defeated in the April 23rd contest, she'd be the first Democrat incumbent to lose a primary this year. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Scottie Scheffler has done it again. He is the Masters champion again for the second time in 3 years. He is the fourth youngest player to have two green jackets. And Scheffler stretches his lead at number one in the world to levels not seen since the peak years of Tiger Woods. More details at SRNNews.com.